You can always get a hold of us on social media. We're at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, Allie reached out. She said, hey there, Ben and Kelly, taking a lot for me to message you about this, but I kind of lost it on a patient recently. I need to know if I'm an awful person, if I was justified or what.
All right.
I work in a dentist office. You have to understand the patients will show up for appointments late all the time.
Mm.
So the other day I lost it on one who strolled in 15 minutes late without a phone call or anything and basically said to him, you can't just come strolling in here whenever you want. Expect us to move everything around because you couldn't plan properly.
Yeah.
Afterwards, I felt really bad.
Mm.
Actually called the guy after he left, apologized. He was very forgiving, but still didn't apologize for being late and throwing off the rest of the appointments for the entire day.
Mm.
Anyway, I got different reactions from the rest of our office staff. Some thought he was a jerk, deserved my reaction. Others thought I should always remain professional and the customer's always right.
Right.
So am I an awful person? Or do you think this was justified? Also, have you two ever lost it on a listener or someone who calls your show?
Oh.
Oh. Anyone else? Hello? Is this thing on? Hello? Thank you. You guys are the best.
Wow. I would think that if that is a problem at your business, maybe there is a policy that you can suggest or have put in place where...
That you'll have to reschedule if you're 15 minutes late.
Yeah, if you're mm-hmm. late without a call or without justification or something like that, your appointment time will be forfeited and you'll need to be rescheduled or something like that. I don't know. I mean, because it's always easier if there is an actual policy in place,
right,
where you can point to and say, you know what?
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, we're not going to be able to get you in because
we got
of
a full schedule.
This right here that's posted on the wall. You know, it's a
policy. And a lot of places have that.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're office doesn't, you know, maybe that's something that you could suggest to the office manager or to the dentist or something like that, that, you know, hey, this has started to become a problem. Maybe this is how we can approach this in the future because, you know, otherwise I'm going to lose my stuff.
Yeah. Well, I never think that it's justified to like yell at a customer or anything like that. You know, you never know what is going on in someone's life. Maybe there was, you know, some sort of thing happening that caused them to be late. You know, you don't know what was happening in that person's life. And so I think it's always best to remain professional in that situation. But yeah, if it's a chronic problem with a lot of clients, customers, then yeah, you install a policy like that. Like if you're 10 minutes late and you know, you need to reschedule.
I get though, where you see from the other side where it's like, okay, so this is now going to have a snowball effect and then affect all these other people who are here on time.
Sure.
And they can't get in on time now because of this person. And then that's going to cause this person to have their appointment be late and then the following person to be late, even though they may be actually on time. It's punishing the other people for a mistake or a situation that an earlier customer made. So
sure. But yeah, at the same time, I don't think that ever justifies yelling at anyone.
So
in your place of business.
Have we ever lost it on a listener?
No. I don't like confrontation. I don't yell at people.
I know you and Bethany are like the same person. And Bethany texted us and said, a customer could punch me in the face and I'd probably apologize to them.
Like, I'm sorry I made you punch me.
I'm so sorry my face got in the way of your hand flying
I
through the air.
That.
I remember a long time ago when I worked at a station in Indiana and there was someone who called and yelled at me for something. I don't know, maybe it was something I said. Well, obviously it was something that I said, but it was something that I said. I don't even remember what it was, but I remember then kind of getting angry back at her and
defensive.
Don't listen! You know,
like, you can change the dial and lose this number!
Yeah, this is a choice!
I would like to invite you not to listen anymore.
Yeah, I mean, and I remember getting in kind of heated at this listener, but that was a while ago. It's been a long time since anybody has gotten under my skin that much that yeah. I have had that sort of reaction. I typically am just like, all right.
Well, 9 times out of 10, if anyone had ever reached out because they were angry about something or misconstrued something that we said, if we responded, then we talked them off the ledge, like, because they didn't expect a response. And they're so surprised, like, oh, you actually read what I said? And, oh, you know, because we always come back with, like, hey, thanks so much for reaching out. I understand your point of view. You know, if you come back with that kind of a tone, we've always gotten some pretty decent results with, you know, bringing them back in. Just when we thought, I'm never listening to you again, they're like, okay, you guys are nice. I love you.
Well, that's why Kelly responds to a lot of those. Otherwise, it'd just be me going, well, don't listen. You have a choice. All right. So if you've got a fun story that you can share about the last time maybe you had a situation with an employee, a customer, a client, something like that, that you could share to maybe let Allie know that she's not alone. I don't know. That might be fun, kind of fun. 502-795-1997. Yeah, could take your stories on the way here on 99.7 DJX. So Allie had written in, and she was just kind of like, I had a moment where I kind of lost it on a patient. She works at a dentist's office. Patient was 15 minutes late. Although 15 minutes doesn't seem like a lot, apparently that was the straw that broke the camel's back for Allie, because she was all like,
you can't just come strolling in here anytime you want and expect us to move everything around.
Right. Exactly.
Pretty much. I'm pretty sure it sounded like that.
Right. So anyways, so she was like, am I just an awful person? I did call and apologize to the patient, which I think is great. Actually, that shows that, you know,
you own your mistakes.
Exactly. And that is a very important and mature way of being an adult.
Yes, I get that she was upset and she was kind of frustrated with an ongoing problem, but I don't think it ever justifies losing it on a customer and yelling at someone like that. And Teresa says, only 15 minutes late? Lucky you. We have patients 1 to 2 hours late and we just deal with it.
Oh my gosh.
She works in a doctor's office and she says the no-shows or the early patients, it all works out and they all still need care.
All right. Well, that's a good way to look at it. Renee says, I was a waitress. Someone wanted more coffee, kept moving the cup so he could look down my top, so I poured coffee on him.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Jeez.
Oh, my.
Dave said, I wouldn't say I lost it, but I was in a coffee shop a few weeks ago and was the only person waiting at the counter. There were 6 people behind the counter all discussing something and completely ignoring me. After I stood there for a minute and didn't even get glanced at, I said, I've been standing here and no one has even tried to help me, and there are 6 of you. I'm really surprised.
Oh, wow.
And I walked out. It felt great, and they all had these astonished looks on their faces.
You know what? In that situation, I think he did exactly the right thing, because that is super frustrating. I mean, as a client, a customer, and you walk in, and you see all these people, there's nobody else, like, getting helped, and they're all just having their own little conversation, paying zero attention to the counter. Yeah, no, they need to be taught a lesson in customer service.
Now, Katie, you work with a lot of phone call customers. What's happened with you?
I have hung up on patients.
Uh-huh.
I've gotten snarky with customers, but I'm not going to sit there and get yelled at or cussed at on the phone, so I'll just hang up before I scream at them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, okay, that's probably best. Like, you can feel the blood boiling, and you just got to exit the situation.
Right.
And then,
right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's funny because I do phone taps, right, every week, and I will get people hang up on me, and I always call back and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I think we got disconnected.
It always surprises me. People pick up the phone again.
Yeah. But Katie, that can always be a thing that, like, if you just hang up on them, they call back. You're like, oh, yeah, I think we got disconnected.
Well, I wouldn't, though.
I love that.
Even, you know, I think there was one time and I was in healthcare and he was cussing me out. I hung up the phone, went to my manager, informed them what happened. And when he came in, because he just showed up in the office, and she had my back. She was like, you do not treat my employees like that.
Oh, that's good. That's good to have, like, a boss and employer like that.
Yes, yes. But see, those phone taps wouldn't work because I just either wouldn't answer the phone to begin with.
That's true.
Right. True.
That is the number one problem.
That is true.
All right, hey, again.
Katie, thank you so much.
Yes, y'all have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Sassy Gay Mike says, my employees used to laugh at me because I was able to basically tell a customer to blank off and the customer would thank me. I considered it a talent.
Oh, Kelly brought up a situation. She said, what about the time the listener blamed you all for not getting back to her in time and ruining her life? LOL. Ben was funny handling that one. Remember, she was like, we waited 2 days before we put it on the air, and she said that, you know,
oh, it's already too long.
Yeah, it already happened. She couldn't wait for us to give her advice, so she went and did the wrong thing.
And she did the wrong
thing. And it was our fault because we didn't handle it faster.
I forgot about that. That's funny.
That was good. That was good. You know what? And my husband, she was, Katie reminded me of something my husband's got to deal with. Because a lot of times, you know, he's a realtor,
mm-hmm.
and he'll call expired listings and say, hey, do you still want to sell the house and
right.
stuff? And, you know, just a normal, and he'll have people just go 0 to 60 with anger in a shocking way. Like one guy actually said, where are you right now? I'm going to find you. I'm going to hunt you down. I'm going to kill you.
Wow.
For calling him in the morning. I mean, like, I think on that end, too, like, we need to just chill out. We all need to just take a moment, take a beat. You can just say, you know what? We're good to go. We don't need yeah. to sell right now. Thanks so much for calling. And yeah. you hang up. We don't need to threaten people's families.
You always use the 3-second rule after someone asks you a question. You can just take a beat, take three yeah. seconds to formulate your thought in your head before you respond. So maybe that's a... Maybe that's a way
the
that you can respond.
The amount of hate that telemarketers or people that call, like, do phone sales or anything like that have to deal with is kind of astonishing.
Yep.
Like, people can't just say, I'm good right now. Thank you, though.
All right.
And admire the hustle.
Well, thank you, Allie, for reaching out to us. And, yeah, I mean, hey, everybody's kind of been in your situation, but yeah.
Maybe next time we don't yell at the customer yeah. and we think about maybe putting up a little sign that says, you know, new policy, if you're, you know, going to be 15 minutes late, we're going to need to reschedule to keep, you know, our schedule on for the rest of the clients. Thank you so much.
All right, there you
Thanks
go.
Thanks for your understanding.
Is diving into the DMs.